It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Scheidel. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing today?
I'm just chilling in Grand Rapids.
I'm chilling here in Chicago. You know what? I was at a store the other day. Great start to any story.
It's relatable because I've been in a store, so immediately you had me.
You know stores? I've been in them. And they were selling t-shirts. I think they were, I assume this is original IP of theirs. But it was like a Chicago, Illinois t-shirt, but it was CH, ILL, you know? Chill. Tie it all back. Yeah. That iconography was on many a shirt and many a design. And the first one I saw was like, oh, chill. Okay, whatever. And then I walked a little closer and realized it's not exactly what it says. There's a double meaning, and that meaning is that Chicago's fucking chill, bro.
The only way that you could make that shirt better is if it, beneath chill, said, home of Chicago's Big Ten team.
And it's purple and with white lettering.
Yep. White and purple, perfect. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple.
Oh, boy.
Chet Hayes, very influential.
He's actually my best friend. When I first moved here, he was still in school, and now Tom Hanks is my dad.
I was going to say, as much as Chet Hayes sucked, it would be worth it to be friends with him, because you'd get to hang out with the other Hanks who are cool.
Yeah. I mean, 75% ain't bad for a family.
You'd get to hang out with Tom Hanks, Colin Hanks, NoHo Hank from Barry.
I need to start watching Barry.
It's good.
I feel like such an idiot. Who's Tom Hanks' wife? She's somebody very famous.
Isn't it like
very
Rita
nice
something?
Rita Repulsa. That's it.
Finally! After 10,000 years, I'm free! Now time to marry Tom Hanks!
Okay. Thomas, did you watch Survivor Ghost Island last night?
I did.
Cool. That was a very enthusiastic yes.
Oh, damn it, we could have done a royal wedding intro. Man.
I mean, do you want to talk about it now? We're still basically in the introduction part of the...
I don't, but if I did, I would go... I do. Just a little bit of royal wedding humor.
That's some pretty good joke right there. Okay, this week's episode of Survivor Ghost Island was called Always Be Moving.
ABM. Jeff Probst's like, see my watch right here? That watch costs more than your car. Put that coffee down.
Actually, I read on Twitter that the way they came up with this episode title was they were looking for it, and they watched the episode so many times they could not find a good quote for it. And Jeff was like, you know what? We'll get back to this in a second, but I gotta take a quick BM. And they're like, ABM. Those are some good initials, but it can't be called a bowel movement.
I like that it took me till about halfway through the story to realize that you were making it up. Like, my favorite thing... I can't imagine I've talked about this on the podcast. It's one of my favorite recurring childhood memories. But it would make me very mad at the time where my dad...
you've told me about this.
Yeah,
but,
where my dad, it reminded me of this feeling where my dad would be like, oh, tell us a story from when you were younger or whatever, and he would very convincingly do it for about half of it, and it would be like, oh, and I was doing this, and, you know, I was on the swings with my friend, and I fell off, and I skinned my knee, and this was when it started to telegraph where it was going, and this is what the punchline to these stories always was, which was he went home... and his, you know, said that he'd scraped his knee or whatever to his mom, whatever injury he had, and she'd go, all right, well, I'm going to put some iodine on it, but it's going to make it smart. And then the punchline was, well, you better put some on my head too then. And my dad would do this, I think, about 75% of the time that he would be telling us a story of something that had happened to him.
Dad story ratio.
Oh, it's an amazing one. And also, but it got to the point where we would realize where the turn was made, and my sister and I would just go like, no! And he would keep going. Like, we'd get really mad and yell at him, and he would still finish it.
You know what that reminds me of, Thomas?
Well, you better put some on my head, too. That's what Jeff Proof said.
Thomas, you know what that story reminds me of? It's, how I can tell in your voice when you're about to make a joke about that guy that whose name is bleeped out from this podcast. It's like it doesn't happen often enough.
I went home and I had scraped my knee, and my mom said, "Well, you know, you did fall down and scrape it on the pavement,
okay,
so it's probably a little bit of dirt in there." And I'd say it's going to be a pretty dirty job. And I was going to say, "Oh, well, you better bring it." Then
okay, so that was, you know,
what did you think was going to happen?
I knew it was going to happen, but I thought better of you. I know now. Okay,
it was a great plan, Jake, but you made a fatal mistake. You left me alive.
Okay, we start off at camp. Kellen recognizes that she is at the bottom and says that she is willing to talk. Seabass tells her, though, hey, bro, don't even worry about it. I don't think you're next. Laurel and Donathan discuss flipping and working with her and Angela.
Who is still there. Angela, who did nothing the entire episode.
Sorry, did you say episode or season?
I mean, she did win a challenge at one point this season.
Yeah, she did. Remember when that happened?
Yeah,
it was,
I mean,
8 years ago.
That was slightly memorable. She was in danger of being voted out, like, very early in the season, and that was it. Because everyone forgot about her otherwise.
Yeah.
I just like that she sat out the reward challenge this episode. It was, like, the most apt thing that she was like, it's like, and, Angela, oh, shoot, well, I guess you don't get to do this one.
I would imagine that if they forgot to mention that she was sitting out, I would forget that she was even possibly on the show.
They're gonna leave.
In the challenge.
They're gonna finish the season and forget her on the island, like, in that Arrested Development episode where they leave Anne in Mexico.
Yeah, they will, like, get to the, she'll make it to the final four, and then Jeff will be like, Wendell, who are you bringing along with you? And he'll be like, Dominic. And he'll be like, congratulations to Dominic, Wendell, and Laurel for making it to the final three. There won't even be the fire challenge. So yeah, Angela's got nothing going on. Donathan points out that if we play it too safe, we'll be in a bigger pickle at the end. He says this to Laurel.
Delicious.
Love a good pickle. Laurel says that if you're going to make a move, you gotta go after one of the big guys. But then she also says, they're two of my best friends. Okay, Laurel.
Gotta go after two of the big dogs. This is their yard.
Oh. Okay. You just reminded me of this. This is another segment that we love. Every segment on this show is, how can we get people to not listen? Why isn't our listenership higher? You reminded me of my plan for Roman Reigns. I tweeted about it, like, a week or two ago. Did you see it?
I didn't.
Did you see my tweet? Okay.
Is his gimmick going to be that he wears those big dog shirts?
No, it's not, but that's such a good idea.
I know, right?
It seems like such a missed opportunity.
Yeah, he's just got, like, the, like, hey, Saddam, how's being dead, you fucking asshole? Big dogs.
It's such a good idea. Like, I'm so here for dad bod Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns just coming out with, like, putting a charcoal grill in the ring.
Oh, so good. And they wouldn't even need to change his music.
Nope.
And he could just, like, lackadaisically walk to the ring with, like, an apron and, like, a grill flipper. A spatula, that's the word, in his hand. And he's just kind of like, what's up?
I really don't want to gloss over the fact that you just call the spatula a grill flipper.
Okay, look, I don't know every word.
It's a lot of words. Sometimes it's hard to remember all
but
of
you
them.
You know how Roman's got that little, like, thin goatee? He shaves off the chin part and anything that's on his cheeks. Perfect mustache.
This is Roman, like, with a mustache would actually be pretty great.
Yeah.
Go full Steven Adams look there.
Okay, so, yeah. That's also a great idea, and I really want them to go full into that. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
No, probably not. Also, if you've got the mustache, I mean, there already has been a wrestler in the company that had a gimmick that they had a mustache, and it's going to be pretty hard to beat the Cody Rhodes mustache thing.
Yeah, that was good. All in, though. That's going to be a good time.
Hell yeah, baby. I was actually really happy to see that they sold out, and especially as fast as they did.
Yeah, like 37 minutes or something like that. Okay. Yeah.
Those guys are cool.
This segment that I didn't want to do has already gone longer than the thing I did want to talk
about.
So,
the show lost.
Remember Boone?
Roman Reigns should have a lost gimmick.
Please. Roman Reigns should have Dr. Art's character now. But for real, this is what they should do with Roman. Seth Rollins defends his IC title, and then Roman comes out, Roman's music hits, he comes out, everybody's like, boo, Roman sucks, and Roman's like, hey, congrats, my old Shield brethren. And then he's like, I'm so proud of you for holding this title, this is the most important title on Raw. And then he goes through all his shitty promo, and he's like, they call this the workman's title. And I work, man. That's a pretty good Roman Reigns line. And then he spears Seth. And he goes after the IC title as a heel. And then people love him. This is a pretty good idea.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a good idea. It's an idea.
It's all... It's a better idea than whatever they're doing with him now, which every main event at every
No, I only said that so I could make the I'm not a bad guy, I'm not a good guy.
Oh, God.
Joke.
Okay, well, that ends wrestling talk. Do we have a segment song for that?
Or you could just use Line in the Sand again.
You know, ever since Triple H ended, and I know we hate Triple H, but there has been far less wrestling talk on
Wait,
the show.
I actually do have a really good wrestling theme that you could use for it, in that it is really bad and generic, and it would be perfect to have as a bumper on either side of it.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. You'll hear whatever that is. Okay. So, Donathan says, remember, this show is about Survivor. Donathan says in a talking head that Laurel's always changing her mind. It's frustrating. I would love to take things into my own hands. The middle ain't gonna get me to the end.
I thought that was kind of a fun quote.
I agree. I think...
That could have been the title of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been really good. I think, though, after this speech and just generally throughout the season, I think it's pretty clear that they're setting Donathan up to come back.
Yeah.
I think we could see Donathan in my hope for season 40, Heroes vs. Villains 2. And he would be... Well, I guess we'll see how the rest of the season plays out, but I think Donathan could be a hero. If he were on Heroes v. Villains 2. That's just my hot take. I don't know.
Yeah,
how do you
feel
about it?
I think there's a lot of people from this season that could definitely show up again. I think Kellen very easily could be on another season. Yes.
Wendell, of course.
Yep.
Dominic, of course. Bradley.
Laurel, Chris. Yes.
Do you think they would bring Chris back?
Yes, they would absolutely bring Chris back.
But he's stupid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If they did Heroes versus Villains, they should absolutely bring him back as a villain.
Yeah, yeah. And especially they'll bring Dominic back as a hero. I could see that. Okay. My favorite thing about Survivor is fantasy casting on a season that has not been officially announced. So I'm very into this conversation. But let's talk about Survivor, the episode that did happen.
Sure.
Donathan and Kellen discuss aligning with Laurel and Angela to blindside Wendell. This is good. Here's something I wrote in my notes. There's been a lot of discussion about Laurel.
Not enough discussion about Hardy, folks.
There's been a lot of discussion about Laurel not making a big move yet and just following Dominic and Wendell blindly. But Donathan is aligned so tightly with Laurel, even more so than she is with Wendell and Dominic, right?
I guess it kind of seems like it.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I don't know if that's the same thing from... I think it is from his end, but I don't know if it's that way from hers. Like, I think he's...
I don't think it is.
It's very obvious, and they talk about it in this episode, that he's the odd man out.
Yeah. Yeah. That becomes clear after the reward challenge. Three teams of two drop spools into a very large contraption, adding more spools throughout. If one of the spools drops, then you're out. It's just a bigger version of the best challenge in Survivor, Smotion. We've talked about this challenge, and you've pointed out that you're a big fan of it.
Yes!
The one where they drop the ball in the tube.
Look, if you ever wanted to hear Jeff Probst say the word spool, this was the episode for you, and I really want a supercut of him saying spool. Because he said it, like, 30 times.
Yeah. Much better than ball, though, wouldn't you agree? There's been enough of that.
Yep.
The winners get a trip to a school to hand out school supplies. It's that challenge. I'm really upset that I didn't guess that to be the advantage, or the reward. Because that's what it is every time. I'll remember for next season. And boy, howdy, do I have some things to tell you about next season. The teams are Kellen and Seabass versus Wendell and Dominic versus Donathan and Laurel. Angela, as we mentioned earlier, sits out. She's got no shot at the reward or Ghost Island. Dominic and Wendell win, no surprise. They bring Laurel with them on the reward, no surprise. And they send Seabass to Ghost Island.
They send the pirate to Ghost Island.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they kept saying that. Not Donathan, which was surprising. Because I didn't... I guess I don't know anything about Seabass. On Ghost Island, Seabass says that Wendell and Dominic think he is their remora. Remoras are fish that attach themselves to behemoths. That was a quote from him. He also says Ghost Island is so critical. Advantages get better as we get closer to the end. And then he says, it's time for the Remora to become the shark.
This was good. I liked this a lot.
I like this a lot. If Seabass had been in the show more, I think he could come back. But it's like, they barely showed him, so I doubt they have production likes him very much. Anyway, Seabass gets a 3-4 shot at an advantage. He takes the chance and wins the steal a vote that Kellen had previously won and then misused this season. At the reward, Dominic is excited to see all the kids. Wendell says...
Also, it's not a steal a vote anymore now. It's just an extra vote, right?
Yes, you're right. Yeah, it was a steal a vote the first time it was used. Kellen had it, and it was a steal a vote at that time, too. And now it's a steal a vote again. Right?
I believe it is just an additional vote.
Yes. Dominic's excited to see all the kids. Wendell said... Wendell says that they brought Laurel with them to shore up their alliance. While they are eating, Laurel tells Dominic and Wendell that she is hoping to get to the final three with the two of them, and that the two of them will split the vote. If that's the plan, good luck to you, Laurel. In a talking head, though, she says, I think that is what they are banking on, but I am here to cut their throats. Good luck. It's like, I don't know, are you assuming that Dominic and Wendell both make it to the final three together?
I could see it. I also think deep down they know that they can't do that. They're too big a threat to each other.
Yeah. But they tell each other they're taking each other.
I mean, I would be fine with it happening for obvious reasons, but, and you know, maybe just, I could see them just being like, hey, may the best man win. We'll see how the votes go.
Yeah.
Because I think they're both accomplished enough that it would really just come down to who made their case better.
Yeah. I could also see if either one does turn on the other, they still vote for each other at Final Tribal Council.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
It would take something unbelievably bad happening as a result of that for them not to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine them having a falling out.
Me neither. Yeah, I think they both respect each other enough that they could understand voting the other out.
I think similarly, if Laurel makes a move to get one or both of them out, I could see them voting for her.
Yes, but I would be less... I would not be surprised if they were bitter about it at the final vote. But I could also see them, sticking together. Back at camp, Wendell says to Laurel, you understand we're solid. Donathan tells Wendell if he and Dominic are in the final three, Donathan is on the jury, he will vote for Dominic over Wendell. Donathan is hoping to make the two of them scared of each other. And Dominic notices Donathan's gameplay. I wish one of them had been voted out before the finale. Their names are too similar. He says Donathan is going kamikaze, and he is ready to make a big move. Good stuff. At the immunity challenge, they have to build a bridge and then a ladder and then solve a slide puzzle. Wendell is leading throughout.
I liked, by the way, I was watching this, Patrick and I were just in, like, our kind of main room. Patrick's my roommate, watching this. And oh, yeah, he was in the background that one time. So I was watching it and I was talking about the reward challenge, and I was like, it's really nice when they do actually do something creative. Like, I think this is a really fun idea.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just doing like a do this one physical thing and then another and then solve the puzzle, and then literally 10 minutes later it's like, that is exactly what the immunity challenge was.
Yep. You know, I was thinking earlier, the emotion,
they should not really the bad. Puzzles, unless it's like a bigger part of it. The puzzle just seems like such a perfunctory ending to these sort of things. It's like,
yeah,
I think it makes more sense as like a team-based puzzle, but like once you're getting down to individual challenges, like please come up with something more interesting than that.
Yeah, that's why Samotion is so fun. I'm trying to think of other... I think anything where with like water or paint that could like fall on them or fall on something and it makes a big splash, I think that's a really... fun.
That's always good. The individual endurance ones are always good, too. Like, they're simple, but they're effective.
Yeah. We're starting our Borneo watch in a couple weeks. Remembering some of those old-school challenges, I think we will complain a little less about the current challenges, but we'll get to that. Okay. Wendell leads throughout the challenge, but at the end, Laurel catches up to him and calls Jeff's name first and wins. Wendell had solved the puzzle, but did not get Jeff's attention in time. Wendell and Laurel shake hands and say it's all cool. Laurel says in a talking head, it almost doesn't feel right to take him out. I'm sticking with my allies. It's the smart move, not the big move. That sounds like foreshadowing, yeah?
A little bit.
Okay, back at camp, everyone agrees to vote for Kellen. Wendell wants to use his fake idol and wants to get the paperwork from Wendell, from his real idol. When did Wendell get a fake idol?
Didn't he say he's been making one?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. I remember that now. Okay. Dominic knows about his real idol, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody else?
I think Laurel does.
I think you're right. Donathan sees Dominic grab something from his bag and hand it to Wendell. He asks them what it is, but they deny everything, and he tells them, if you play an idol for Kellen tonight, I'm going to flip. Donathan then approaches Kellen and says that they could try to get Dominic out. Okay. That would be cool. But first, we gotta talk about some wildlife shots. We got some dolphins. We got some crabs.
I liked those crabs.
I liked those crabs a lot, too. I am wondering what kind of crabs they are. They'll probably show up in the Fen Alley because there's only three animals on Fiji. I think, though, rather than focusing on any of the featured wildlife shots, we should discuss the remora. Because that's what
I knew you were
going to
do that.
You
as
did?
Soon as I
was that
as soon as I heard him
was
say that,
obvious?
I knew you were going to do it.
Well, here's why I did it. Because I didn't want to look up anything else, and I thought that this would be fun. Okay, so remora, do you know anything about this fish already?
They're sucker fishes. They attach themselves to bigger fish.
Did you know of them before Seabass said it?
I don't know if I knew what to call them, but I was aware they're a thing.
Yeah, same. They range anywhere from 3 inches in length to 2.5 feet. Their dorsal fins form a suction-like organ that allows them to latch onto things. They attach to larger marine animals, but have also been observed attaching themselves to boats and divers.
That's really funny.
Yeah. They seem like very goofy fish, and I like that. They've got a mutually beneficial relationship with their hosts. I forgot about this fact.
Because they're cleaning the host.
Yeah, they clean the host, they clean the dead skin off of them, and the bigger fish feed the remora. It was once thought that they were feeding off the host's scraps of food, but it's actually their feces.
Hell yeah.
It was thought that it kept ships from sailing. In Latin, the name means delay. In Greek, it means to hold and a ship. It was also blamed for the defeat of Mark Antony in the Battle of Actium, and for the death of Caligula.
No, not Caligula. Everyone loved Caligula. Everyone's favorite pervert.
Yep. So that's great. That's a fish. Okay. Let's talk about tribal council. Everybody is at tribal council. Jeff asks Wendell if he is upset with how the immunity challenge played out, and he says, well, everybody wants to be wearing that necklace. Dominic explains the situation that Donathan witnessed at camp. Donathan asks Dominic, if it's only us, why are you withholding info from me? Wendell then asks Donathan, why does everything anyone does gotta be on blast? Donathan responds, because you are depending on me to get further in this game. I like this new Donathan.
Donathan's heel turn.
He's more aggressive, and that's good. The conversation continues, and Dominic asks Donathan...
The Donversation.
Hey, new nickname. Dominic asks, Donathan, can I ask you? Donathan, can I say something? Words, you know? Donathan then responds, no.
So, oh!
Good stuff from Don. Well, Kellen answers Jeff. Wendell whispers to Seabass, which Donathan notices, and he says, Jeff, it's probably not going to be Kellen tonight. It's going to be me. Love a good in sync reference like that.
Then it's going to be May. It's May now.
It's May now. Perfect. Do you think Donathan knew that going into this tribal council?
He had to.
I gotta do something. Dominic assures everyone to stick with the hammock plan, and Donathan says, I don't know what the hammock plan is. So, Kellen brings up the fact that people have come to her with plans today. So, what's it gonna be? Wendell then whispers to Seabass that they're going to do a 3-2 split, and then they all go vote. Nobody plays an idol. And then Dominic gets the first vote. Donathan gets a vote. Kellen gets a vote. Kellen gets another vote. Donathan gets a vote.
Donathan gets a vote, and then Kellen gets a vote.
Yes, okay. I wrote that down wrong in my notes. But yes, they tied. Donathan then gets the first vote in the revote, and Kellen gets all the rest of the votes, and, like, that's really, you know, like, that's fine, actually. It's
also,
okay.
Kellen voted wrong on this, this tribal council, too.
She what?
She didn't vote correctly.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously, because she got voted out.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, that's really gonna hurt that, that voting record that you kept.
Yeah, that record that
you
that kept we're now keeping track of still, because,
well, the one that you kept saying was so important.
I'm just saying, like, she was behind the correct vote every single time. Actually, we did discuss this last week, obviously. I don't think I clarified exactly what I'm counting. I am counting each person's final vote at any tribal council they attend, including any no votes they received from Ghost Island. Does that make sense? Is that a good explanation?
I think it is a, I guess I don't appreciate the way that's constructed, so that it could purposely leave out her voting incorrectly twice.
I mean, that's how I've always done it. It's just never come up, I think.
I just think you're fake news, and the biased
well,
media
can't argue
is,
with that.
Yeah, is just trying to prop up Big Kellen. Crooked Kellen.
Okay. So, Angela, she's still got the worst tribal council record. Although
did she vote for Donathan this time?
Yeah, she increased her percentage by 9 points, which was the best of anyone this season or this episode. So she's now in last place. She's voted correctly 38% of the time. I don't know how she's still in it. Donathan is the next worst. He dropped 8 points. He's now at 67%. Wendell increased.
Still, like, almost a full 30% better.
Yeah. Yeah, nearly twice as good. Wendell moved up a place. He's at 71%. Dominic's at 75%, as is Seabass. And Laurel has the best record. She increased her voting by 1 percentage point, so she's now sitting at 89% of the correct vote. That's pretty good. Thomas, let's count up your points. You got a point for Wendell making it through this episode. No votes for him either. That's the first time in a while. You also got a point for Seabass going to Ghost Island. You have 27 points. Good job, Thomas.
You did. Thank you.
You did real well. I got a point for Laurel going on the reward. I got a point for Kellen getting voted out. So I'm at 30 points now. Flirty 30, dirty 30, 30 more points than you have. So good job, me. I'm winning. And then we, like, don't keep track of points in the finale, right? Because there's just, like, so many. And, like, I just won. I already won. So congrats to me. Good stuff. So happy to win this game. And now let's just move on to the next segment, right? I think that's a good thing to do now.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Okay. So at Ponderosa, Kellen created something called Survivor Sunshine. Are you fine with me just winning the predictions like that?
No.
I was going to say, you didn't put up a fight at all.
No, we should predict our final three.
You just want to do final three?
I think that's what we should do, yeah.
Okay, because I, like, built a whole extra table, spreadsheet in this document, and, like, did...
In that document.
But if you only want to do final three and not predict anything else, is that what you're proposing?
I also like that I just realized that you calling him Docu-Mick doesn't make any sense. It should be Docu-Nick.
I called him Docu-Mick.
Docu-Nick is what it should be.
Oh.
Because it's Dominic, not Dom-a-Mick.
Well. No, I called him Dominic.
No, you called him Docu-Mick.
Let's listen back to those episodes. I don't think I've ever actually been wrong.
This is where you insert Jake saying Docu-Mick.
Okay. Well, what are you proposing we predict in this finale episode of Survivor Ghost Island? Only the final three? That seems like a bad idea for you, Thomas.
I'm fine with it. I think we should do...
Then the most points you can win is 30, which means that we'll be tied. You don't want to predict any reward or Ghost Island or anything? Or any immunity challenge winner?
You know what? Jake, I'm willing to just give this to you.
Wow.
I want to just watch the end and see how it goes.
So no predictions at all.
I think we should predict our final three. I just don't think it's going to...
Okay. I'll still use the research that I used. Okay. Third place for you, Thomas.
I believe it is going to be Yanny.
I was wondering if you were going to make that joke this week. A good meme.
I haven't heard it. I have not heard the thing, and I won't. It's the same thing with the dress where I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. I did see somebody say, though, that Laurel should wear that dress to the reunion.
That would be really funny.
Okay, Laurel, third place for you. I think third place is going to Donathan.
Okay.
Who do you think will be the runner-up?
I believe it is going to be Docu-Nick.
Okay, Dominic, for you. I think it's going to be Laurel. And who do you think will win the whole
gamut? I believe Wendell is going to win.
I will also say Wendell... I don't want to. I want to say Laurel. Or, twist, Kellen comes back and wins the whole thing. I mean, Ghost Island, they've never done it. It's a season all
Kellen
about new stuff.
Kellen comes back and Stone Cold Steve Austin's music hits. Like, by God! Kellen is eliminating everything that by God moves!
How do you think the finale is going to play out?
I think that Jonathan is going to attempt to vote out either Doc.
Now you don't remember his real name.
Yeah, Dominic or Wendell, and I think it's going to backfire. And then I think that Seabass is going to use his extra vote, you know, when it comes down to...
At what point? Final six? Final five?
Oh, for final five or whatever.
Okay.
And it's not going to matter.
Okay, I agree. And then Angela loses the fire challenge?
Oh, man, I forgot about Angela.
Appropriate. Well, I said that Angela...
Okay, I think Angela's... I think Angela's actually going to get eliminated next episode. I just don't think anybody has any use for her.
Okay, I think...
I think that Seabass is going to use his extra vote to save himself, and Jonathan gets voted out, and then I think Seabass is going to lose the fire challenge.
Okay, we have fairly similar thought processes. I think Final Six is the last chance, usually, that you can use an idol. So I think Dominic or Wendell or Laurel is winning the next immunity. Dominic and Wendell both play their idols so that the three of them are safe. And then the final three... I think Wendell is going to turn on Dominic at Final Five, and Dominic will be voted out. I think they'll both turn on each other, but Dominic will lose the battle. And then Laurel and Wendell will... Laurel and Jonathan will be super tight, make it to the Final Three... And Wendell will win over Laurel and Jonathan. That's my prediction. Okay. Ponderosa time. It's a good one, Thomas. I don't know why you're not watching Ponderosa. Kellen created a thing called Survivor Sunshine, wherein she made a... Did you have any opinion on my... I just realized I just skated over my prediction.
That sounds plausible, I guess.
Okay. I just realized, like, oh, maybe he died. It was really more...
I appreciate your concern.
Okay, so Kellen created Survivor Sunshine, wherein she made little goodie bags for every contestant from this season, and then hugged them on the wall, and then gave everybody little papers to write nice things about everybody. So that they can, when they get home, they can read them and have Aww. Nice memories of everybody. Isn't that great?
That's great.
Best, I think we can both agree, best contestant this season was Kellen. I mean, who are you going to say? Chelsea? She was barely in it. Angela? She was also barely in it.
She's still barely in it.
Yeah. okay, Survivor 37. You asked me last week, what's the theme? And I said, it hasn't been leaked yet. And then as I was editing the episode, it was leaked.
It leaked?
Yep. It's pretty good. I like it a lot, actually. The theme is, do you have any idea what it might be?
No.
Correct answer. David versus Goliath.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So it's like common people versus, you know, bodybuilders and CEOs and, like, well-off people.
Oh, man. The proletariat's got to take them out.
Yes. Also leaked another pretty big name from...
Okay, so that's why... That makes sense that John Morrison would be on that season, then.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know where this person would... end up on those tribes divisions because he looks like a commoner, you know?
Oh my god, is on this season?
He's not, but you did get the first name right. He's a fairly famous person. You definitely know who this person is.
Is it Mike the Situation?
No. That would be fantastic, though.
Mike the Situation Sorrentino, I believe is what his name is.
You got it. No. Do you remember a show, or do you remember a movie from our childhood, starring a little person named Sarah Silverman, also starring Joan Cusack?
Oh, Mike White's on it?
Yep.
Damn, Mike White.
Yeah.
Mike White is still doing stuff.
Yeah. He did 2 seasons of The Amazing Race, apparently.
He did?
Yeah, with his dad.
That fucking rules. I'm so rooting for Mike White to win this. Mike White is great.
Me too. He's going to be both of our predictions every single time to win the season. Okay, challenge chunk. Here it goes. Wes went on for his team and was supposed to go up against Jose. Oh, into elimination. I don't know why I said he went up. He was voted into elimination. But the MVP of the week was Booby, and he was allowed to switch whoever he wanted to go into elimination. So he sent in Devin to go against Wes. And then Wes won.
No!
Good episode. Yeah. It's okay, though. Wes is doing more this season.
That's good. Also, Booby Gibson, cool.
Cool guy. Your wife, Louise Hazel, was in the episode. She was doing a lot. And at one point, she had, like, curly hair, and it looked really good. So, you know, good stuff. Good show.
Hey, that's my wife. Don't you talk about how much... that's my wife. Talk about how much... Borat voiced my wife, and don't talk about how much you liked her hair.
It looked nice. She looked good. Congrats to the newlyweds. Royal wedding. I do. Good stuff. Okay, Figtails on XS3 is the hashtag that we're using at the moment.
Figtails.
Okay, Twitter, DYWSLN, that's the Twitter for the show. My Twitter is Jake Shadell. Thomas, what's your Twitter?
It's Tom Not Tom.
Okay, good stuff. Facebook.com, email.com. Shoot us a review on iTunes, and as always, have a great summer. You said it after I... So, like, I can just cut that out. Save the last part.
No.
You're an idiot. I hate you.
What, just because I love John Cena? And I would never judge him for hosting.
That's exactly why.
You're just jealous of what we have.
Do you guys have a podcast together? Do you guys have a wrestling podcast where you only talk about Survivor?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go start that podcast and say deuces to this one.
No, I got it. Okay.
And then I'm going to start a wrestling podcast with Triple H and say trips to that one.
Anything else? Are you going to start a podcast with him too? Or you talk about...
We talk about the rules that airplanes have. We talk about the form of government most resembles the rules on airplanes.
I would ask you what that is, but I don't want to step on...
It's a crony capitalist mob state, I believe, is how I would describe it.